broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news that networks refuse to use, no doubt, continues now. This is the broadcast for May the 11th in the year of our Lord, 2019. This is hour two of two, and the goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founding fathers. We reject revolution, stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. The good sheriff is with me, Richard Max, back. Welcome, sir.
Hey, thanks, Sam. Great to be with you on this Saturday morning.
Man, there's all kinds of things to discuss. Have you ever seen the movie Breakthrough?
Breakthrough. Now, you know I go to a lot of movies.
Now, I know. That's why I'm asking about this one.
I don't remember that name, but I bet I have.
All right. It is the movie about the kid that was adopted. His name is John. And he was adopted by his parents from Guatemala, and he was having a real hard time and didn't fit in and didn't know where he fit. He was a basketball-loving kid. And anyway, long story short, him and a couple of buddies went out on the ice.
Oh, yeah, on the ice, and they got,
All right, have you seen that movie?
Just saw it, yeah. My wife and I both.
All right, great movie, in my opinion. A very, I mean, it's a tearjerker.
Right.
And the reason that I think it's a great movie is it really brings back faith. And I think that's one thing we're lacking in our society today is faith in good things, faith in miracles, faith in hope, faith in solutions, faith in God, faith in ourselves, faith in, you know, this is serious. This takes courage, Sheriff. And I bring this up because I think this movie, I just saw it yesterday. And I know everybody's like, well, Sam, you're way behind the scenes. We've already seen it. Okay, I get it. I'm just telling you that it was a tremendous movie that I really liked. I think we're lacking this in our society.
Well, yeah, you could see the societal problem with the in the movie that people were kind of looking at the mom, even her husband. So, what are you crazy? Why do you think he can come back? He's dead, or he's going to be a vegetable, and you know, and. Really getting after for her faith, but also that her faith was so taken for granted by her that she got a little bit rude to people who didn't believe in it.
Yeah, and she, you know, she was a little bit over the top in being rude to people, but she has a valid point. Now, I agree that the moral of the story, she needed... I agreed with her, too. I'm just saying she had to kind of back off a little bit and realize that she needed to turn things over to God a little bit. So that was good, but overall, I agree with her, and this is the whole point that I'm making, Sheriff. You're right.
Well, the thing of it is, when she heard the doctors and nurses talk about, like, there was no hope for him, that even if he did live, he was going to be a vegetable, and then she heard one of the friends, parents talking that way, too. Yeah, she chided them and got after them, and I thought it was appropriate. She may have been a little bit too strong, but those people shouldn't have been doing that, and she called them on it. And so her faith was that we're not going to talk like that because he's going to live, and you obviously don't know my son because he's a fighter, and you don't know God because he's the great healer and physician for the world. And no, I didn't have a problem with it. Her husband did, but I didn't. And I thought it was a fantastic movie.
Sam and Richard both go to see the movie Breakthrough. The movie inspired by John Smith's real life miracle, ladies and gentlemen. I'm telling you, it's a tremendous movie. You got to go see it. Number one, it's a double down and a backing and a support of good, honest movies. But number two, it's something that I think is really missing in our society with all the troubles we face and all the turmoil and all the political news. And I think we just lose faith in this humble idea that God can protect us. He can do miracles. He can, you know, and when you really watch that movie and see all that happened to John, I mean, it is shocking in its miracle. Even the doctor, the lead physician, world-renowned doctor that basically deals with these drowning victims or whatever, or, you know, he basically said, you know what, I don't know how to explain this thing. This is a flat out a miracle. That's what he said. And this just kind of shows the point we're making against all odds, Sheriff.
Yeah, and it was kind of different also because I have a boy in my class that is adopted from Guatemala, and his parents are a good Christian people, and when he was a baby, they went down to Guatemala and adopted him. And so, yeah, and of course, that's where I served my mission. And I thought they were amazing Christians for doing that and reaching out to a little boy in Guatemala who would have not very much hope. For Christmas one year, we went to a city in Quetzaltenango, we reached out to the orphanage. I've never really seen an orphanage. I've heard about orphanages, but I've never actually seen one. I've never seen one in the United States. They're very uncommon.
By the way, let's be clear. They're very uncommon now, but they were very common in America in the years gone past, sir.
Yeah. Yeah, true. And they're very common down there. And the Catholic Church ran one, and we went and talked to the head priest of this orphanage and introduced ourselves and told him what we wanted to do, that we wanted to bring Christmas to them. And I'm telling you, Sam, those kids in that orphanage have very little opportunity to have a family life. I mean, it's almost never going to happen. And so for this family to go down to Guatemala and adopt this kid is really an act of love and Christian love and faith. And then, of course, he was their life. And for this movie to have the impact it did and the way it did is... Man, I wish it stayed in the theaters for months, and I wished it was still there. I think there's still some theaters that cover it, but the one that we went to it's gone.
Yes, and I went and saw it. I'm just telling you, it's a tremendous movie on so many levels. One, the faith of the mother. Number two, the importance of the church. And this is an example where, you know, the whole congregation in their church literally prayed for them, and they got people involved even in the news, and they got people involved everywhere. And, you know, it was a joint effort. At the end, John basically thanks all those who, you know, participated, and then he thanks and gives the credit to God. But I just say this is one thing lacking. You know, miracles follow the faithful, those who try to keep the commandments of God and those who believe. When there's a lack of belief in society, miracles go away, Sheriff. And I'm telling you, we need miracles today.
Well, miracles are still happening, and I believe in miracles. And I believe that that the God of miracles will still bless us, but we've got to exercise our faith first. And if there was ever a time that we needed the good Lord to bless this country, it's now. And if there was ever a time that we need to live the principle that our Constitution was only intended for a moral and religious people, it's now, and we've got to get back to that.
Amen to that. There's a lot of work ahead of us, ladies and gentlemen, but the reason I bring up these miracles is because when it comes to innocence in prison, thefreedomcoalition.com is our website for this project that we're working on to help out Sam Girard, to help out Steve Stockman and many others that are in prison. We need a miracle, Sheriff. I don't know what to do. We've worked at this till we're blue in the face, and man, we're going to have to be like this lady as much as we believe we can make a difference, and we can, and we got to have faith. I agree with it, but at some point, we're going to have to just turn it over to God.
Well, we do have, we do have a little bit of movement on Sam Girard. For some reason, not sure quite how, but Sam and a few of the other inmates in there that are pretty much in his same predicament, being in prison, and they shouldn't be, they're all working together to really help Sam. And as you know, he's been in there 2.5 years. They're trying to get him moved to a halfway house. And this is all legal, lawful, and there's we don't have to go through the president with this. The people in charge of the prison can actually say whether or not you qualify to go to a halfway house. And then you can serve another year or two there, or you can finish your entire sentence there, and which that means he would be there another 3 years or so. And we're getting a little bit of red tape on it, and kind of the runaround is that, oh, you have to not write the letter to the warden, but to this other guy in charge of that area of prisons, which we're all doing, and there's a lot of people inside and outside working on that, and I've been working on it now for the last couple of months. But they actually get, they somehow got a cell phone inside their cell, and they've been calling me quite often, and I have another call with them today.
Well, our prayers are that this is successful. We've really got to have faith that a miracle can happen. We've got to do all we can to make our faith real by our works, and then we've got to put it in the hands of God. And this movie that I highlight called Breakthrough highlights that example quite perfectly of the direction we ought to go. And it just dawned on me that, you know, that movie example is what we need in this case, sir.
Yes, it is. And we were really touched by that movie, so I'm really glad you brought it up.
Hang tight, ladies and gentlemen. Sam Bushman of the Good Sheriff Richard Mack on your radio. Hard-hitting talk at your fingertips. I'm asking you a question. Is there a talk show on the radio like this one? Just wondering. LibertyRoundtable.com. The Sheriff in seconds.
I'm 7 years old. I'm sitting here in the corner having a time out until Mom comes to talk to me. All I did was cut my sister's hair. I was just trying to help. I guess Mom didn't like how I did it. In a minute, she'll be back and ask me if I know what I did was wrong. Maybe I shouldn't have cut her hair. And she'll say we all make mistakes because we're just learning about stuff. And she'll give me a hug and wind up talking about more stuff.
No matter what you talk to your kids about, love is what they'll hear.
I really like Mom's timeouts, and I think she likes them too. Yeah, I think they help her remember how much she loves me.
A thought from the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Visit us at Mormon.org.
Can a nation conceived in liberty carry its head high if it denies protection to the youngest and most vulnerable of its citizens? Can a country founded on God-given rights continue to thrive without understanding that life is a precious gift from our Creator? As a physician, I have looked into the eyes of one-pound babies. I have cradled their small bodies in the palm of one hand. I defy those who are careless, who would disregard life and look at these tiny little miracles and say, we're not going to protect that.
But I believe there will come a time when we are all judged on whether or not we took a stand in defense of all life from the moment of conception until our last natural breath. One thing I promise you, I will always take a stand for life.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, Philip Zodiati in prison, Steve Stockman in prison, Sam Girard in prison. We are doing our very best to be advocates to help the innocents in prison, ladies and gentlemen. That's what this is about, and I'm using this movie Breakthrough. Incredible movie, by the way, to really highlight the faith we need to have. The, you know what? Shut down dissent and critics and send them away. Say, you know what? There's no place for you here. We're busy about a common purpose, about a goal, about a sacred cause. And you know what? We don't want to hear any naysayers, man. Get the heck out. We want to stand together. We want to have faith and trust in God. And then we want to work as hard as we can. And then at some point, we're going to turn it over to God and say, we've done our very best. Lord, please accept our humble offering. And you know what? That's where we got to go with this thing, Sheriff, and I think we will have success yet.
Well, I totally believe that, Sam, and I am so hopeful that we can do something for this good man and the many others. And not only that, Sam, these guys that are helping Sam are really dedicated. You know, they're kind of putting their own situations and imprisonment on the back burner to all get behind Sam. Even people in prison are looking at Sam's situation and going, oh, my goodness, why are you in here? And they know that he's committed no crime. And even some of the jailers, and I believe maybe that is, my theory is that a jailer has actually supposedly looked the other way, and he would have had to have cooperated to allow them to get a phone inside. Or maybe the prison's a little bit lax, but they kind of indicated to me that, no, we're not really supposed to have this phone, but we have it. And, in fact, I was just looking at the text they sent me to verify that, yeah, I am. They're calling me this evening. And so, anyway, that might be a little bit of a miracle right there that they have a phone, and they can discuss these things and get it out there. And then, of course, in prison, they do have access to emails, and so I have emailed them the letter that I wrote to the warden, and now I think that they're going to be talking to me about I've got to redo that letter and send it to somebody else. But
so the point that I'm getting at, ladies and gentlemen, is there's a lot of action behind the scenes. I don't want anybody to ever think for one second we've given up on this or we've decided to move along and not focus on this. None of that is true. We just have not had a whole lot of breakthrough, pardon the pun, on this. So there has not been a lot to report, but lately there is a little bit of breakthrough.
This is one call. I was thinking about this on break. This is one phone call I want you to try to make. And I still want to do this. I want you to try to call Senator Rand Paul's office. You just played his message, as you always do, about abortion. And ask him or one of his staff to be on your show that you can talk about why he has done nothing to help Sam Gerard. Or you can even make it softer. You can say, I want to talk to you about one of your constituents, and I want you to talk about what we can do to help Sam Gerard get out of prison.
All right, I'm going to do it.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is important, and I just want to make sure no one thinks we've forgot about this, because we will never forget. We will continue this battle, this fight, this effort. And in the movie Breakthrough, you know, there for a while, John was just not making any progress. And they finally just said, you know what, we're at a crossroads from a, what do you want to call it, a medical health man-made point of view. We've done all we can. The medication we've got him on and the this and that. Look, we're going to kill him with our man-made adjustments if we're not careful. The mom, after humbling herself before God, said, you know what, take him off all that garbage. You know what, we're going to have to just accept the outcome. We're going to have to go a different way, a different tactic.
Yeah, and they took him. She said, wake him up.
Yeah, wake him up.
Wake him up.
So what we need to do is take a step back, trust in God, and wake up the American people, Sheriff.
Yeah.
And we need to bust out and change tactics and say, maybe Sam can't get this done. Maybe Richard, can't get with the president and get this done. Maybe there's a different way the Lord wants it all to unfold.
Yeah, I've how frustrated we both have been on that, and I think you're absolutely correct. We need to just turn to the Lord and say, wake him up.
Now, we've also hoped for money. And we need funding to get this done. And so I'd like anybody to donate they can to the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association, CSPOA.org, to get that done. But I want to also say it's not all about the money. And maybe money's not what we need as much as we think we need it. And the reason that I bring that up is this. I don't know if you know, but Donald Trump, his first go-round, didn't take a bunch of money from the bundlers and the lobbyists and the whatever. This go-round, Donald's taking a ton of money from the lobbyists. Did you know that?
Yes.
He just had a big, massive meeting with all the top Republican brass at the Trump International Hotel, and they met, and they talked about bundling and funding. And well, it made me look up the statistics from the 2016 election. Let me give you a little bit of heads up on this, Sheriff. there's an action poll out there where everybody's saying, can Biden beat Trump in 2020? It's a question.
Right.
Okay. And so listen to the last election cycle in 2016. The final price tag for the 2016 election cycle, $6.5 billion. Now, that's $6.5 billion for the primaries, the presidential election, the congressional elections, all combined, according to election watchdog OpenSecrets.org. Now, they say the presidential contest, primaries and all, etc., accounted for $2.4 billion of it. And the other $4 billion went to congressional races. And so Donald Trump, believe it or not, won with about half as much money as Clinton raised, according to Politico. And you look at all that and you say, look, Donald has no choice or he'll just flat out lose. And we've let this everything come down to money in America.
Yeah.
And now I believe Donald could win with a miracle. I believe we can bust out these innocents in prison with a miracle. On the Steve Stockman front behind the scenes, so you guys know, Steve's wife, she'll be on with us in the next couple of days, by the way. I meant to have her on, and then I got busy and went out of town. We'll have her on soon with an update. But the bottom line is she appealed to me. I appealed to Ted Nugent. And Ted doubled down and is helping Steve quite a bit right now. So there's a lot of good people doing good things behind the scenes, folks. And, you know, it just takes a little bit of patience and continued steady work. In other words, a lot of faith made whole by works, our actions. And then trust in God for the rest. We're doing that. We're going to continue to do that. Now, one of the interesting things in this breakthrough movie that I saw, Sheriff, is this black guy was the guy that was rescuing poor John when John was under the ice for over 20 minutes.
Yes.
And this black guy all of a sudden heard a voice that said, go back. And he went back and they found John. And the black guy after this was saying, you know, hey, to his boss or whatever, hey, you know, you told me to go back. That's how I found the kid. And the boss is like, I didn't tell you to go back. What are you talking about? Turns out that he was faced with this reality of God told him to turn back. And he said, the problem with this is I don't even believe in God. Then basically he is forced to reckon with these miracles. The doctor was forced to say, you know what, with all my medical training, I just don't know what to say except it's a miracle. The man that rescued said, I don't even believe in God, but there's a God somewhere that wants you to live, young man. I don't know what God has in store for you or in plans for you, but it must be something special.
Right.
The guy that doesn't even believe in God says. And these are examples of we need these kind of miracles in our lives and in our circumstances today. And I don't, you know, me and the Amish for the Sam Gerard, we don't share the same religious beliefs. But we share the same trust in God, Sheriff.
Yeah, we do. And that has gone through my mind a lot, how different we are, but how together we are. And I still, and I've said this on your show before, when I met with Sam, 4 years ago now, at his home in Bath County, Kentucky. And by the way, the sheriff that kind of was really for us in the beginning and kind of reversed and wasn't helping Sam very much, he got beat. And that looked like, you know, this is just a small town county boy, Bubba sheriff. And that he would be there forever. I believe that this is one of the reasons why Sam turned on him, because he didn't defend Sam Gerard enough.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I'm telling you right now, we need a breakthrough. A breakthrough for solutions. A breakthrough for faith in America. A breakthrough of increased belief in miracles and more. Sam and the Good Sheriff on your radio. CSPOA.org for the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Democrats are proving to be tenacious in their attempt to get a hold of the president's federal tax returns. The House Ways and Means Committee has issued a subpoena. Former federal prosecutor Lori Levinson.
If they really want the tax returns, they have to issue the subpoena and not rely on some old law and a request. It's clear that the president doesn't want to give over the tax returns. But if you do a subpoena, at least you can go to the court next to get enforcement.
It's a trade war. As promised, the president has enacted a 25% tariff on goods from China.
It's an attempt to put more pressure on China, but at the same time, it is going to cause higher costs for American consumers.
That's economist Gus Boucher. According to Oxford Economics, the tariff increase will cost each American family $500 to $800 more a year. This is USA Radio News.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need.
Won't you stop your crying? I know that you're trying. Everything's gonna be okay.
Alexa, play Maren Morris.
Okay.
Oh, girl, won't you stop your crying? I know that you're trying. Everything's gonna be okay.
Get unlimited access to over 50 million songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
At Indeed, we understand that when it comes to hiring, it's important to have a large talent pool to choose from. But sometimes too many good options can be overwhelming. That's why Indeed doesn't just give you access to a large pool of job seekers. We also offer screener tools that let you instantly narrow down your search. Hone in on hiring with Indeed. Experience Indeed for yourself today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
Many consecutive days of rain has caused major flooding in the Midwest and parts of the South. In Fort Bend County, Texas, south of Houston, officials are watching the Brazos River. Emergency coordinator Mark Flathouse.
We're going to be watching the river and turn it into a river watch event to make sure that the flow of the river and maintaining the levels.
Some military moms were honored at the White House. USA Radio's Rick Vincent has more.
As Mother's Day approaches, President and Mrs. Trump have welcomed a group of military mothers to the White House, where the president called military moms the backbone of America.
The moms serving our nation in uniform, the mothers of our great heroes, and the moms with spouses who serve in the armed forces. Your unwavering dedication and support strengthens our entire nation. Today we honor you, we celebrate you, we salute you.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, hard-hitting talk at your fingertips. Sam Bushman and the Good Sheriff. Richard Mack on your radio, CSPOA.org. We need a breakthrough, ladies and gentlemen. We need a miracle, and we're putting our faith together, and we're taking some action items to make our faith whole with our works. I'm going to get a hold of the good Congressman Rand Paul and see if I can't get him on the radio to talk about his constituent, Sam Girod, in Kentucky. How do we get this guy at least into a halfway house? At least something. We got to do something. He's one of the most innocents in prison that I've ever seen in my entire life. Same with Philip Zodiati. Same with our buddy Steve Stockman. Look, Steve's health is starting to take a turn for the worst in many ways. He's doing his best. He's holding up the best he can, but they've denied him some of his medications that he needs for his diabetes, Sheriff. If you're a diabetic, there's certain medications that work better for some than others, and et cetera, et cetera. Right. Anyway, he had a certain medication that he did really well on, and the jailer, when he got to this new jail, just said, oh, you don't need that, and he just bagged it. He said, what am I going to use now? And they just go, well, we'll look up what another prisoner here is using, and you can use that. Just flat out blatantly violating physicians' recommendations. I mean, it's a I just can't imagine this stuff.
Boy, that's definitely a lawsuit waiting to happen. Yeah, for a jailer to make a medical decision like that for an inmate, and if that inmate gets worse or dies, oh, man, that whole prison and that inmate or that jailer will.
Yeah, but he's in a medical facility, so I don't know if a jailer decided that or the physician on staff decided that. I mean, I just don't know how it all breaks down. I'm just telling you, that's just crazy town.
No, that is crazy. Hey, Sam, real quickly, can I interrupt for a
Sure.
A little hero miracle of our own.
And we need them, sir.
I'm sure you've already discussed this, but in the Highlands Ranch school shooting in Colorado, next to Denver.
Yes.
You know, the three students, man, I'm sorry, Sam.
No problem, sir. So we're talking about the Highland, Colorado shooting.
Yeah.
Where basically somebody really stopped the thug, right?
Three students saw this kid, and they were already suspicious that this kid was going to do this because he had warned some of the students that he was. And right now the school is disputing that they were informed about it. But anyway, regardless of that, this very disturbed, I'll just leave it at that, student starts shooting his fellow students inside the school. And Joshua Jones and Brendan Bialy and Kendrick Castillo all got up immediately, responding immediately, and tried to tackle this guy, tried to wrestle away the gun. Kendrick Castillo was shot and killed, and Brendan Bialy was also shot, and then Joshua Jones did not get shot. Brendan's going to be fine. Josh, obviously, is going to be fine. And these are the three heroes that performed a miracle in protecting the lives of many other students. I'm believing that they saved dozens of lives. And the deal with this is that, as you know, I'm already working on this to arm schools. And our website for that, would love everybody to go to this website and get involved with this. Neighborhood Alliance PAC, P-A-C, neighborhoodalliancepac.com, and get involved in this and helping us to where we don't keep talking about these things. Because what we do know is that the left is offering a fake lie, a fake and lie solution. And they want you to believe, and so many of our students and people in this country have been brainwashed into believing that if they make a law to get rid of guns, that these schools will somehow magically become safer. And even if it were possible to make a law to get rid of guns, how long, Sam, in reality, they say, okay, yeah, gun control works, and they'll be able to get the guns off the streets. How long would that take to get these guns to where they're not accessible to deranged students or deranged anybody who wants to make a name for themselves and go out in a blaze of glory and using students as targets? How long would it take logistically to pass a law, get the states to go along, and then find the wherewithal, the infrastructure, if you will, to actually start confiscating guns and getting them away to where students and other people, deranged people, would not have access to them? Logistically, I'm coming up with 2 to 5 years on that. If it were possible at all, you know that I believe that it's not possible and would never happen because they can't do it. There's not enough infrastructure to accomplish such a goal. But let's say if there is, okay, and I'm wrong about that, that yes, all the police and they send out the military and National Guard and go home to home and check everybody's, check their yard, check under the ground, check their basements, check their ceilings, check any place where they could hide a gun, break into all their safes. 2 to 5 years. What we're doing at Neighborhood Alliance PAC is an immediate solution. Get the schools armed, get the teachers trained who want to be trained. And Sam, you know, I've carried a gun a lot in my career. I don't want to carry a gun concealed on my person while I'm teaching school. I don't want to. And the thing of it is, I would, though, because I know schools and I know where schools could be used to hide strategically several weapons inside the school that those of us who are trained as teachers, trained to be able to defend the students and stop such a shooting and murderous, heinous, cowardice act, we could stop it immediately. Just like these two boys, these three boys did, these three hero boys, and God bless Kendrick Castillo. What an American hero. What a great kid. All three of these kids, just amazing heroes, that they were willing to risk their lives, and one of them gave it, to defend the other students. So they don't have to do that.
Yeah, how many suspects do we think we have in this shooting, Sheriff?
How many what?
Suspects.
Two.
Because Highland Ranch school shooting, one dead, two suspects, says NPR.
Yes.
Then the next headline says school shooting leaves one student dead and eight injured, New York Times.
Yes.
So this is, I don't know what to think about this exactly.
Well, I don't either, but it's another shameful thing that happened. They were having a vigil for Kendrick Castillo and for those who had been wounded and praying for them. And instead, it turned into a pro-gun control rally. And many of the students walked out on it because they were so upset that they were being exploited for this gun control movement. And that's what the left has done. And again, very shamefully, and of course, we all know the left has no shame, just like when they do, when they attack people who are pro-life marchers. And the shame of even saying, yes, we have a right to murder babies before they're born. All that is just show how beyond feeling the left has become. And this is another time where they show again that they're beyond feeling.
Well, this is where Donald needs to stand up, though. Here's what Donald said on the campaign trail, Sheriff.
You know what a gun-free zone is to a sicko? That's bait. That's like gun-free zone. And then they walk in with whatever the hell they're carrying. And these five great soldiers, and I'm telling you, one of them was one of the most highly awarded one. He was super shot. He's not allowed to have a gun. All five are killed instantaneously. And you have other cases. I will get rid of gun-free zones on schools. And you have to. And on military bases, my first day, it gets signed, okay? My first day. There's no more gun-free zones. I mean, think of it. A gun-free zone on a military base with some of the best soldiers we have, sitting there, relaxing, watching television, no gun, guy walks in, kills all of them, okay? That ends immediately.
Okay, great comment. I love it, Sheriff.
Yeah, me too.
But here's what Donald said.
Or might take the firearms first and then go to court, because that's another system. Because a lot of times by the time you go to court, it takes so long to go to court to get the due process procedures. I like taking the guns early, like in this crazy man's case.
Donald wants to take the guns and go to court later now that he's elected. Let's have the sheriff respond to that 180 in seconds on your radio.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
So the Donald's got to get a backbone on this, Sheriff. Donald needs to challenge these people at every day. We need a rally at the White House, buddy.
Yeah.
Defending our God-given, unalienable right to self-defense. And every time these wackos go nuts with a gun, you don't want to know how it stopped 9 times out of 10. Either a heroic citizen sacrifices their life to protect others, which we've seen in a couple of cases right instantly, on down to you got to have a licensed government official come with a gun.
Well, I mean, these heroic kids prove that immediate action can be effective, but just think if their teacher was able to pull out a gun, she could have saved all of them from getting shot. Because if they had time to react to tackle a kid, you certainly have time to react to pull out a weapon and shoot the suspect. And this incident, more than any of them, shows the need and the effectiveness that a gun inside the school would do. And again, as I was saying, I don't want one on my person. I don't think that's necessary. But to have one immediately available, hidden in a strategic place near the teachers who are armed or are trained to do it, can provide a very immediate solution. And we also know this, Sam. Of all the shootings that have happened during the past 25 years, someone with a gun ended the situation. And as soon as the suspects realize or even think or believe that a person with a gun is close, whether it's a citizen, another teacher, in Alabama once a teacher ran out to his parking lot into his car and got a gun and went back in, as soon as they know or hear that somebody's there with a gun, they stop, they give up, or they kill themselves. And the only thing we want is to make sure that we make that a lot quicker. The giving up or they shoot themselves, they stop shooting everybody because they know somebody's there with a gun. And what sign do you want, really? And the president was so correct about this when he was campaigning. I don't know why he did that 180. I have to figure that one out, if any of that was taken out of context, but that's really a shocking thing that he said. But this is the situation here. Do you really want, as a parent, do you really want a sign in front of your kid's school saying, this is a gun-free zone, there are no guns allowed, and so that's basically, as Trump was saying, this is an invitation. And
I want a sign that says, we will shoot back and we're good.
There's actually a school that has that. And there's a one school that has a sign that says this school is armed and we will take lethal action against anyone that is attacking our staff or our children. Now, you tell me which one you won't really want in front of your school. And liberals will still tell you the gun-free zone because they're brain dead and because they are beyond feeling and common sense has no place in their minds. And at least Trump was talking common sense. When he was campaigning, and this is just a common sense issue, but it's also a lawful issue. In the United States of America, gun control is against the law.
Amen to that reality check, ladies and gentlemen. All right, what's the organization you're working with on this, Sheriff?
Okay, Neighborhood Alliance NeighborhoodAlliancePAC.com. NeighborhoodAlliancePAC.com.
NeighborhoodAlliancePAC.com. Okay. Yeah. I'll put this in the show notes so people can make sure they get to that. NeighborhoodAlliancePAC.com. How do people get involved?
Well, it's right there on the website. You can get involved there, and it's all ready to go. And so you just push the buttons you want there to get involved. And, man, I know that they're taking donations because this is something that the left is really fighting us on. And, you know, it's a big money issue. And so, yeah, we're definitely raising money for that, too. And these are really good people that came up with this idea and came up with this pack. And they asked me to be the spokesman. And I said, man, that fits exactly what CSPOA is doing and has done. And so, yes, absolutely. And it doesn't take a lot of time. I'm not the manager or office manager or anything like that. I just do a few interviews for them, and I've been doing them. And I've got two more on Monday morning about this. So, you know, it's really time that we come up with a fast way to defend our children in universities, colleges, and elementary schools, high schools, junior highs, middle schools. We've got to do it. And again, we're not forcing any teachers to get involved in it that don't want to. And people say, well, this...
And that's why it's a brilliant solution, because it focuses on the answers, but yet it doesn't try to use force in either direction.
Right, exactly. Yeah, for sure. And so another thing that the left says, so only trained police can do that. Who do you think
that's
the police
bogus.
Were? Yeah, it's totally bogus. Who do you think the police were before they got trained? They were citizens, you know, and they still are.
Well, and there's a lot of people that are already trained, retired police force, people that have been veterans, people that have worked security places. There's a lot of already knowledgeable people that are very comfortable, people that lead hunting groups. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. People that provide education for carry permits. I mean, there's a lot of people trained. And we need to push for more.
And our school is actually doing a firearms training course, firearms safety training course for the students who want to take it as an elective. And it's Rick Dalton has done it in schools, and another teacher is doing it who has never been in the military and who has never been a police officer. He's actually doing it because he's really involved in the NRA and in firearms sport shooting, and he's an expert on firearms, and he's taken some more training on this as well, and he's teaching it, and I think it's great. And not only that, Sam, guess what? They all go to a firearms course during the year, and they take all the children shooting that take that class, and this is just absolutely wonderful, and we hope that this will catch on nationwide, but we really hope also that politically this will catch on the NeighborhoodAlliancePAC.com and get people involved in a real solution instead of this bull, loney, Hitleric propaganda that taking the guns away from the people will somehow magically make us safer. And you know I have a book called that, The Magic of Gun Control, because there is none.
And we also have another book that Richard wrote called From My Cold Dead Fingers. You put those two together and you start to get it, huh?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, those two are two of the best books out there on the philosophies on why we abhor gun control.
Now, the interesting thing, though, is why is Donald so silent? I haven't heard Donald speak out about this at all. The Democrats are moving to take our guns, and the Republicans are strangely silent, sir.
Well, that's the problem with the Republicans is that's why we continue to fund Planned Parenthood, and that's why we continue to have these, quote, common sense gun control measures in our country, because Republicans continue to turn a blind eye or actually support it in some ways. But silence, as Martin Luther King said, silence is an endorsement. And to remain silent when you should be standing firm and speaking out is part of the problem in this country.
And that's why I ask, why is Donald silent? I don't hear Donald Trump saying anything about this right now.
No, I was really hoping that he was going to honor these three heroes at the school And
he did the campaign trail. I mean, you heard what he said. He honored those guys.
Yeah. Well, this would be a good time for him.
And this is even more so than the example that he cited.
Yeah, and yeah, exactly. And he showed such leadership on the National Day of Prayer. I'm really hoping that he'll still do that on this issue.
All right, I want to end. I know these ranch shootings are a disaster. I'm so grateful for those who truly stood up. I agree with the good sheriff. They are heroes. Heroes create miracles by believing in God and doing our part. Okay, there's a time to trust God, and then there's a time to go to work and do our part. You know, believe it or not, this reminds me of the movie that I saw quite a while ago now. But the question is, do you believe in miracles, right? And so the Cokeville miracle movie is, I know that was a bomb, not necessarily a gun, but the principles are the same, Sheriff.
Yeah, it is. The principles are the same.
The Cokeville miracle is a real live story, too. Or I shouldn't say live, I should say real to life. It's a real story as well. And that movie showed a lot of miracles and hope and faith and prayer. And I'm telling you, we cannot underestimate this. I don't know. I don't want to call prayer a weapon, okay? But it is in our arsenal for solutions, Sheriff. It is a weapon against the adversary. It's a weapon against the faithlessness of the despair and the discouragement and the, man, it's, you know, the horse has already left the barn. It's too late. There's nothing we can do. The fat lady's saying, stick a nail in it. Okay, none of those things are true. And we've got to flat out double down against that negativity.
Yeah, I agree. That's a good point, Sam. And I agree with something you said earlier. You asked, is there another show like yours, like the one you and I are doing right now, anywhere in America? And, you know, I really can't think of any. I'm sure there's some. I've been on several lately that come close, but that really get to the heart of the issues and are faith-based, such as yours, and bringing up these key underlying issues and talking about innocence in prison and making that a theme of your show, of us as American people having the faith and the strength to help those who have been abused by our government. And I'm sorry, but ultimately Trump is going to get the blame for not doing more. I mean, my hat's off to him for what he's done, especially for the Hammonds and a few other people. But it really looks like he's turning his back on this commission. He's turning his back on Stockman and Sam Girard. And there's thousands more, Sam. And for people like Rand Paul and the many others that are there touting freedom and the Freedom Caucus in Washington, D.C., it's astonishing that these people are not getting more involved in helping Americans.
Well, we're never going to give up, ladies and gentlemen. I personally have just taken the assignment to get a hold of Rand Paul and see if I can get him on the radio to discuss this. He's written books about it. He's talked about it. He certainly should help us. I want you to try to get a hold of Kim Kardashian, though. She's more involved in this than we can possibly imagine, and she can help if we could just get her attention, Sheriff.
Yeah, I've been trying to look up some ways on her websites or something to try to
get her. Ted might be your best way to get a hold of her.
Yeah, you know that. That's true.
If Ted reached out, or if Joe Arpaio reached out, or if Judge Napolitano reached out, or any of these people, they could get a hold of Kim in a heartbeat. I'm pretty confident.
Yep.
We got to do it, ladies and gentlemen. We need your help. We need your financial support. CSPOA.org. We are never going to give up on this issue. And you know what? We haven't covered it enough recently because we haven't had a lot to report. It's been a very slow, discouraging slog, if you will, through the mire of bureaucrats and the swamp. But man, we're never going to give up. And we've got faith like you wouldn't believe. And we're going to put our faith to action by our works. And then we're going to turn it over to God. Final word's yours, Sheriff.
Well, thanks for that, Sam. Amen to you and to what you said today.
Ladies and gentlemen, we declare we the people, along with the grace of the Almighty, we can and will restore our grand old republic, but we desperately need your help. CSPOA.org, LibertyRoundtable.com. We declare this nation shall endure. God save the Republic of the United States of America.